escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, you're on the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Another day of training camp. Day six, in fact, in the books out here. And let's hear from the head coach of the Texans, D'Amico Ryans, on his thoughts on day six and more right now.
D'Amico, getting back a player like Petrie to center a couple days, was it kind of getting him just back into the football mode and kind of...
Petrie is good. He's back out at practice. He's good. Same guy he's been. So nothing to report there.
I know you talked recently about Sheldon Rankins, but you know, after not having him compete this year, why were y'all really interested in having him back?
I was really interested in getting Sheldon back just because knowing the type of player that he was when he was here, like the leadership that he provided. You know, I think him and Will had a really great connection their first year together, and you know, really wanted to keep Sheldon. So it was really tough seeing him go, you know, leave us, go to Cincinnati. That was a tough one because we were really working hard to get him back. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but it's all about the right time, and it worked out this year, and so we're happy to have him back to our team.
Some of the improvements that you're seeing on the offensive side of the ball now that you all have had the pads on for 2 days?
Hey, you see it, you know, things evening out more when you put the pads on. You know, defense kind of had the advantage there. Early on, we weren't in pass. Defense was making a lot of plays. And now, just see things balancing themselves out. Offense is making plays daily. Our quarterbacks are doing a really nice job just placing the football in the right spot. And our receivers are making some really tough, contested catches. And that's what we want to be. We want to be a tough, physical football team. And you can't lose sight of that play on the outside from the receivers, the DBs, how those guys play. That's the makers of a really physical team. So Jaden Higgins, he stepped up, made some really nice catches. Noel Hutchinson has done a really good job this year playing physical. Really doing a great job at the catch point as well. We got a lot of guys on the offensive side who are getting, you know, really better, and it really jumps out in that receiver room to me.
On the offensive line, Tomlinson, what does he bring, maybe not just on the field but off the field, as you try to improve the line from last year?
What Lakin brings to our team, you know, off the field, it starts with his work ethic. I just remember him, he first came in our OTA, our OTA program, just the way he worked. Like, he did a great job just establishing himself as a hard worker. And for guys just to watch him, Lakin, he didn't have to say much, but you just watch his actions, watch how he went about his work. And I think a lot of our younger guys can glean a lot from that. Like, man, this guy is about his business. He's been in the league over 10 years. Why does a guy like that stick around? It's going to start with the work ethic, especially at such a tough position that he plays up front in the interior offensive line. Like, those guys, you know, it's a very physical game up there. They take a pounding. Lakin does a great job of not only working hard, but also recovering the right way, taking care of his body the right way. So I think he can really help a lot of our guys when it comes to that area of the game off the field that no one sees, to allow you to be your best when you step out on the field. Lakin has excelled at that, you know, from the beginning of his career to now. Will has done a really good job of just taking his game to the next level when it comes to his pass rush. I haven't seen a person just more dialed in when it comes to, like, what moves he's trying to execute, right? Really, and not predetermining moves, but truly playing instinctive, playing off of what the set, the offensive line is giving him, whether he needs to play speed to power, whether he needs to be a little more finesse, working the edge, right, working the inside. But he's just doing a really great job of really developing that pass rush repertoire. And him working with Coach Rod and working with Daniil, and you see the growth, you see the improvement. I talk about Will all the time as that relentless player and what we represent as a Texan. But it's also, he represents that part of that growth factor and what I love to see from all of our guys. And you can see this year, I know he's going to be a much better pass rusher than he was last year, just because of the work that he's put in all throughout the offseason and now in training camp is still growing each and every day. And I have to keep him away from a quarterback because he's getting a little too close. But he's doing a great job.
You know, along those lines with Eric Stewart Jr., he's always looking to get better and work hard. What do you see from him as a chance to just continue to make specific improvements to his game?
Well, seeing is Stingley. What I've seen from him throughout camp, Stingley is just consistent. He's quiet over there on the edge, and that's what it takes to be a really great corner. There shouldn't be a lot happening your way because a lot of people don't want to go your way. But him and Nico, they go at it every single day. Those two of our best guys, they match up against each other every rep. And that's good on good every single time. Those guys, they sharpen each other every time they're out here. So Sting has continued to be steady, picking up right where he left off.
Have a couple of your running backs now, but how beneficial is it to have these added reps for a new guy like Nick who's getting used to the system and for younger guys to get these reps?
In training camp, right, you never know what's going to happen. So as a player, my message is you have to be ready. When you do have the opportunity to get more reps, you have to take advantage of those reps. And you take advantage of them by, man, knowing what to do in the meetings and coming out on the field and being able to execute the right way. Nick has done that. Woody's done that. All the guys, Jawar, Darre, those guys have done a great job of just being ready to go. And those guys are getting a lot of reps. Hopefully those reps pay off as those guys see more throughout training camp. But the backs are doing a great job. Coach Danny Barrett, as always, is continuing to do an outstanding job as our running backs coach. And I really love working with Danny. Appreciate what he's done working with those guys.
Coach, is he first time playing forward? What do you remember the first time you assumed that role? Did it have an experience with Bobby and now going to Nick? How do you prepare for that being the first time you do it? And what do you remember? And how's that experience with Bobby helping work with him? Because I imagine there's nothing like calling it with an agent.
As the first-time play caller, it's like we talk about players, rookies, and their growth and development. It's the same with play callers. Like, you have to get reps. The only way to get better at something is you have to actually have to go out and do it. So for me, I try to do a really good job of putting guys in position, right, different situations, different scenarios all throughout practice, right, things that will come up in games. I try to make sure I'm putting those guys, through those situations. So when they see them, they can go back and they have a library of, hey, we were practicing on this day. I remember this situation. This is what I call. Hey, as you go in and look at practice, sometimes you look at it. Myself, you're always analyzing what you did. How can you be better? You analyze it. Hey, maybe I'll call something different here. Or that would have worked. So it's always about self-evaluation as a play caller. Right? Nobody else may say anything to you, but you have to constantly be a hard critic on yourself as a play caller, knowing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to get it done. And I'll continue to give the guys as many reps as possible to make sure they're ready to go come game time.
Given Nick's experience with tight end position, how do you feel that you've seen Cade and Dalton and Brevin kind of take that next jump forward and how they've kind of grown off the last season?
Our tight ends, they've been really solid all camp. Jake has done a great job of coaching those guys up. Just putting the pads on, I see guys just being on it, playing with their pads, playing physical, playing with great hand placement, the tight end position, starting there in the running game and how we're blocking at that position. And then you see the route detail and the route growth starting with Kay Stover. I've seen him develop a lot as a pass catcher running the routes. He's done a really great job at the top of his routes, executing the break points, getting open. Dalton, Scumbag, he's done a great job of being the elite pass catcher that we expected him to be. And Brevin, his explosiveness, his play at the line of scrimmage, and when he gets the ball in his hands, like that entire group, they have a lot of different things that they do well. And if you got three, four tight ends who can operate in that manner, is going to help us. So not only Kaylee, but also Jake. And Coach Jake's done a great job with the tight end group.
So many physical players playing physical on the defensive
side of the ball. What is the message that you're giving them to maybe tone it down a little bit? Because, you got C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Lamar Ambassador. But you know, they're used to playing a certain type of physical style. How did you get them to dial it back just a little bit? All right, the Texans are going to be a physical football team. That's what I believe in. I don't like guys who don't play the game the right way, and that's being physical. Not only defensively, but offensively. Like, we're going to play backs running behind your pass, O-line, finishing at the second level, that's what I truly believe in. And so when we come out and practice, like, we are a team. We have to work together, right? It's just when we practice, there's just no cheap shot. We still want to play physical. We're going to play between the whistles, but we don't want guys, you know, we just always talk about protecting the team, not taking a cheap shot, not going to the ground. And guys are smart enough and aware enough that they know how to practice the right way, which allows us to practice hard, but also practice in a safe manner. The whole line, again, it's different guys have been in there. I think those guys are continuing to get better. And you see, it's real football. You get to block guys with pads on. I think that's just real, and that's what you see. Our guys are doing a solid job, and they're continuing to get better. Arnett is, he's taking his second chance and he's running with it, right? He's been dialed in since day one, very grateful for the opportunity to be back in the NFL, and I'm happy to be in a position to give a guy a second chance. I think in life we all need more than second chances. It's just having another chance. If we all think back on our lives and things that happen, like, you want the opportunity to have another chance at things, and he's doing a great job with it so far. All right, thank you guys.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans, they're talking after practice, and some interesting things in there. One of them I'd like to stop down and talk about is he was, you know, obviously asked about the first-time play caller, Nick Caley, and I do love how much growth and development came through in his answer even there, right? Like, you think about the growth and development, obviously, for, like, a rookie from a coaching perspective. Growth and development that you talk about from your team just generally.
Yeah.
He seems like he is also trying to actively develop his offensive play caller as well.
I think that's clearly a priority, you know, and that's something that they're going to focus on. And I think that's where Nick Caserio comes in handy too. You know, I'm very, very familiar with this offense. The sounding board on the offensive side of the ball is legit. And I think to have a guy like Caserio who has that experience and, you know him well, you've worked with him, et cetera. And then here comes Gerard Johnson, who knows a little bit more about other types of offenses. I think that all kind of feeds into that.
I will say Caserio has said that he kind of stays out of the way when it comes to the offense.
Yeah, but he's a sounding board.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
If Nick Caley wants to go to him and they want to have a Nick with Nick kind of conversation or Nick to Nick conversation.
Yeah.
But I did find that interesting, and maybe that is part of what the defense is doing here as well. Like, hey, give him a lot of different looks on the offensive side to help him develop his play calling. I think that's where also. As they are just in various different ways, joint practices are going to matter a good amount for Nick Caley and his development. But you know, in talking about Will Anderson Jr. and the ways that he represents a growth factor, and he said he's definitely going to be a much better pass rusher this year, which I imagine the rest of the NFL has to shudder to hear when it comes to that. But he also said, and I don't know, it sounded like he was joking, but also I imagine he didn't say that just for nothing. Got to keep him away from the quarterback. He's getting a little too close
one time. He's chomping.
Not one time, a lot of times. Yeah, last week he was just blowing up all the damn reps.
Yeah. He's chomping at the bit. The other thing that stood out to me, and if you're a Texans fan, you have to be happy with this, kind of the way the storyline of this whole training camp so far has gone. He alluded to early and then again late. The offense is kind of the offense defense, you know, sort of edge is kind of balancing out. And I think it's good to hear because we know the defense is really good. They dominated early, especially on Saturday. And now the offense is kind of catching up a little bit. That's what you want to hear, that the offense, which leads to Nick Caley as the play caller and leads to C.J. Stroud as the quarterback, and their development as an offense to be able to see them do a little bit better against this defense.
How'd you take his comments on the tight end room? First and foremost, I know
exactly what I've been saying.
He mentioned three guys.
Yeah.
And he mentioned, started with Cade Stover, talked about Dalton Schultz, calling him an elite pass catcher, and then mentioned Brevin and his explosiveness. Didn't get too much deeper than that. Like, does that feel like that tells you anything, or is this just kind of those are the guys that were top of mind for the head coach?
Maybe, but it validated what I think I've been seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of tight ends. It's not like, oh, Cade Stover. Now, he's gotten clearly the most love, no question about it. But it's Cade Stover, it's Dalton Schultz, it's Brevin Jordan, it's Lachey occasionally. And I love that. And, by the way, a huge, huge staple in this style of offense.
Real quick, before we move on here, because, again, appreciation to D'Amico Ryans for, being as available as he is during this time period. On the text line from the 832, Cedric says, I'm hearing all kind of subliminals to Laramie Tunsil. Do you feel like you heard that as well in listening to D'Amico?
I think it's more just offense in general, but definitely that's part of it, yeah.
Talked about Lakin Tomlinson bringing a work ethic, establishing himself as a hard worker, and then also talking about the idea of just Texans are going to be a physical team, which obviously that's just general with this team. He said that that's the playing the right type of way is playing physical football. I guess if you wanted to interpret that way, you absolutely could.
Yeah.
Look at the former number 78 for the Houston Texans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Another day, another Texans training camp practice out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. But coming up next, especially with Fig back, let's get some lunchtime confessions as we always do.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.